Alarmingly low king salmon runs in the Chilkat River will likely have ripple effects on a range of local fisheries. Sport fishing near Haines and Skagway will be nearly non-existent this year. And that's not the only change.
This will be the first time that we've closed the whole Haines-Skagway area to king salmon retention. Yeah.
Rich Chapel is the area sport fish biologist for Fish and Game. In 2017, the Chilkat Inlet north of Seduction Point will be closed to king salmon sport fishing from April 15th through July 15th. It's completely closed to retention. Chapel says they've tried closing just the Chilkat Inlet before.
2015, that worked. In 2016, that wasn't enough.
He says they need to be more restrictive. So this year, Chinook retention will not be allowed in the Lynn Canal north of Sherman Rock all the way up to Skagway. That means if you inadvertently catch a king, you have to release it unharmed. These restrictions are going into effect because drastic times call for drastic measures. Last year's escapement estimate for large Chilkat Chinook was the lowest in about 25 years.
I was just so disappointed last year. I was just really surprised how weak the run was, despite our conservation measures. That was quite a wake-up call. I thought we had seen the bottom, you know, of low marine survival rates.
A downward trend has persisted in the area over the last 10 years. In 2017, the in-river run is forecasted to be just 634 mature fish. Chapel says they've never seen a return that small. The escapement goal is between 1,700 and 3,500 fish. He says a big driver of the trend is poor marine survival.
Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do to increase ocean survival. That's just environmental conditions that are way beyond our power to control. But what we can control is a human harvest. And so to make the escapement goal, we're reducing harvest of king salmon in all the fisheries in Southeast.
Chapel says the spring king salmon saltwater fishery is one of the biggest for sport fishing in the area. A derby is traditionally held each year, but was canceled the last 2 years. With no retention allowed in the area this year, that will be the case again. The Juneau Area Derby has also been canceled, which could mean a few more Chilkat Chinook that might have been intercepted will make it back to the river. Other nearby fisheries that might impact Chilkat Kings are also likely to see restrictions. And there's more in the works for Haines and Skagway. Fish and game biologists are still developing new restrictions for subsistence and commercial gillnet fisheries. Mark Soggy is the area management biologist for those two fisheries. He says both will see changes this year. Tentatively, Soggy says the drift gillnet subsistence fishery won't be allowed in the Chilkat Inlet until mid-July. In the river, he says there's traditionally a 7-day-a-week opening from June 15th through the end of July from Mile 19 to Wells Bridge. But he's contemplating limiting that to 4 days a week, so there's some time when fish can migrate without being caught. He's also planning to put restrictions on the local gillnet commercial fishery. There are three different areas that could be affected.
For 15A, we're going to implement night closures, probably for the first 3 weeks of the season. What that does is really cut down on the number of immature Chinook that are caught.
Then there's the chum fishery in 15C.
Probably only be able to have 2-day openings for the full width of the canal in 15C from Point Bridget South. Any extensions that I give to harvest the enhanced chums will be in the what's called the postage stamp area, which is a very smaller, well-defined area where the Chinook harvest will probably go down.
And finally, the boat harbor area.
On the boat harbor side, the change there is proposed to be to keep the fishery within a mile of shore and not go to a 7-day-a-week opening until after the first four openings.
He's also planning to implement a 6-inch maximum mesh restriction for commercial gillnets for the first 2 weeks of the season. Though the forecast for this year is dismal, Chapel says there is reason to be optimistic about the future of Chilkat Chinook. Last fall, while tagging fish for population research, he says the department marked the highest number of juvenile kings ever since the tracking started in the 1990s.